Yes, Representative Bass.
So where are we in the biennial, triennial, triad of dates for these?
We are just, when was, I know we're in, we're just finishing up the biennial report. When was the last time we did the
reclass?
Oh, so
reclass?
Yeah. 11.
Was it last session? We didn't have anything on reclass last session. So you've got to be.
So we're probably coming pretty close up.
Next year.
Yeah. Sorry, didn't have that information for you.
That's okay. I just wondered where we were in that process. And I also wondered if you could tell me what are the most. When you do these annual reports, and I assume the most recent one is on your website, and I can go look at that.
Yeah.
Overall, I feel like our waterways in Maine are pretty strong, and we've really done a good job just as a citizen of keeping those clean and cleaning up some. Are there some hot spots in Maine that we still have work to do on? Can you give me some sense of where our concerns are still?
Most of, almost a large portion of the rivers and streams are Class B. We have a lot of AA and A also. Class C, what is the percentage? About 15%.
Less than that.
So most of our waters are very clean. I mean, you were correct. We have a very high level of water quality in Maine. As far as hot spots, I mean, after doing this for 40 years, we're really, the hot spots have been, can you think of any?
Some urban impaired streams, small streams in highly developed areas that would be non-attainment. There's some areas below combined sewer overflows where when those are active, you've got non-attainment for bacteria standards.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, point sources are not causing non-attainment of their receiving waters. You're right, water quality in Maine is by and large very good. It's the urban impaired streams and CSO impacted waters that are the major issues.
It's there's small streams inside municipalities, Portland, Bangor, because of the environment around it, the habitat that's changed and increased runoff from parking lots, things like that. That stream is no longer, it's impaired due to urban activities. It's not meeting classification. That's the Long Creek example.
Representative,
I was going to follow up to that.
Oh, sorry.
I have a
microphone. Thank you.
I just have a short question. It's more on the page 3 on the small community grant. I do want to say you did an excellent job. I was a college student in 1964 to 68 at St. Francis in Biddeford, and I remember walking across the bridge between Biddeford and Saco, and the Saco River was so polluted. You could see the brown white caps, the brown caps, white caps in the river. It was, and today it's fairly clean.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember it was unbelievable, and that was flowing into the ocean.
Yeah,
that where the Saco flows in the ocean at Biddeford Pool. But anyway, my question is small community grants. Every once in a while, I get a call from a constituent saying I'm having problems with my sewer system. Are there any grants or monies available to help me fix my sewer system? I usually refer them to the town selectmen.
Mm-hmm.
But do they still have? I know there was at one time monies available to help residential individual families
with septic
systems.
Yeah. Right, that's what that small community grant is.
Right.
Malfunctioning septic systems that are impacting waters of the state, and it's administered through the town. The town is the applicant to the department. They administer the individual.
I guess my question is, does that still exist?
It does still exist.
Okay.
There's not a lot of money in the fund right now.
Right.
It does still exist.
Yes.
Okay, because I get these calls, occasionally.
Yeah. Typically, every year we send out letters of solicitation to the communities, but we're not doing that this year because we don't have any excess money to do.
No kidding.
Representative Welch, you had a follow up?
Thank you. Just a follow up to Representative Grant's question. What's happening with the lower Androscoggin? Wasn't there some testing done in cooperation with Merrymeeting Bay folks about looking at that? area down there. And
I believe last year you heard a bill to potentially upgrade that from a Class C to a Class B. And there was a study done. The department did some modeling. One of the questions you need to ask is, what are the repercussions of the upgrade? You know, oftentimes classifications are talked about as a goal. And it's a goal in the sense that the legislature can upgrade a water body that's not currently meeting those standards. You could say, I want this Class C water to meet these standards. But it's not a goal when it gets to my desk and my people. It's a mandate. We have to ensure that all the permits we issue are conditioned such that it will meet that standard. So the question was, what does that mean to the communities along the river in terms of potential upgrades to the treatment facilities, and can, in fact, we get to a Class B? And the conclusion from that modeling was that we can't get to a Class B. So I believe that was, I don't know how it was ultimately was voted on, but the upgrade did not go forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example of the toughness of achieving, you know, what we would love for all our rivers, but yeah.